You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last week we started the Gemara on Daf Gimel day, and the Gemara quotes from Machlokes between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonison, Machlokes HaTanai. What is the marker for the din in the first line of the Mishnah? The din imamunit b'shloshim. Adding up on the Chumash that you need a bezin of three smuchim to be done a case of zelos haharos. So the Gemara says that the word of Elokim, Rosh Hashanah, appears three times in Parshas Mishpatim. And we add up the three times that it appears, Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. So that indicates the bezin of three. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi disagrees and he says, no, you can't count the first time because then there is some chilut. Explain why last week. So you can't begin to count until the second time. So it says two Elokim instead of the Yuta, so that shows that there is two Dayanim smoking. You have a cloud and there's a shuffle. You're going to have a pot again, you make a shuffle. You're not about to establish a bezin that has an even number of Dayanim because you won't be able to break the tie in case there will be an even book. So the man at that time know that you need three. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so why did the first time of Yeshia require to give three times of a king to indicate that you need three Dayanim smoking? Doesn't he also agree that there's a din of any other shop? So a prophet, Lintas, a haram, and Hathas, a seder, a seder, a seder. So the Gemara says, some like a human. Rabbi Yoshi holds like a Tana Rabbi in the Mishnah. There was a Machlokes HaTanaim on the first day, based on the knowledge of the big Mishnah, Sanhedrin. How many members are there of the Sanhedrin Gerd? So Rabbi Yudah's opinion is 70. As for Lishi and Mish, Shea Daik, if you hang Zikni HaMashad, you're 70. And the Haham say, no, there were 71. Basis point, Sir Akhud also agrees that there was 71 Nachomim in the Bezna Rabbah, because there is a Gemara, Basis Diba Maskar Akhud, and that the beginning of the day is, quote, there is a Gemara in Sukkot, the Gemara says that Talmai Hamela insisted that he wanted the Sanhedrin to translate the Tanakh. And he wanted to make sure that they translated properly. He didn't want them to misrepresent, so he didn't allow them all to be in the same room. He insisted each one should be in a different room. And each one wrote his own translation. And then in 10 different places, each one on his own decided that it's not good to translate literally. So he gave a slightly not literal translation. It turned out that it was like a Nesem HaShemayim. The all 71 Chachamim translated 10 different places slightly differently from the literal translation. In order not to be misleading to Thomas Mellon, that it was a Nesem HaShemayim, all 71 Chachamim. So the Gemara Sukkah tells part of that story. So it says that what Ayin Aleph Katat Rosh Azov Kineged Ayin Aleph Kenu Shal Sanhedrin Gadol, that there were 71. There were 71 Chachamim who did that translation. Why would the 71 should be a Machlokes of Yudah and Chachamim? There is Rav Yudah speaking. Places says there is Rav Yudah speaking. The same time Rav Yudah says that there were 71 Katat Rosh Kineged the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. And here Rav Yudah says there are only 70. So places says no. It says Esvili Shidmish Asher Daita Kehem Zikneham B'Shoytrov. You have to have 70 Chachamim added on to Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is Moshe Rabbeinu a member of the Sanhedrin Gedolah? So the Sanhedrin Gedolah consists of 71 Rabbanim. Moshe Rabbeinu being the chief rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Sanhedrin Gedolah, good, 70 Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nemunah, which is a different position, which is a different spot. He's the Muklash of the Bezin, who is Einu Min HaTezin, not part of the Minyan. But everybody agrees that there are 71. Like his Kanoim is, whether all 71 are members of the Sanhedrin, or only 70 are members, and the one is on the side, he's called the Muklash of the Sanhedrin. And there is a category of a Muklash of the Sanhedrin, the Mishnah, the Gemara has in the beginning of Arius. Let's say if the Bezin HaGadol gave up stock, Chayes Beis Magor Paskin that a certain kind of chaylev is mutter, a certain kind of dam is mutter. Look, if the Beis Magor Paskin is mutter, so everybody eats the chaylev too. Yochanan Novi is both. So after they all eat, then they find out that the Beis Magor changed their minds. Every year goes by, Beis Magor says, you made a mistake, you change your mind, you advertise on newspapers, you're not allowed to eat that chaylev, not allowed to eat that dam. No, but it turned out that the Rav HaTzibur violated an Issa Sheyesh Bokhoris Meshagig. Would you require that each and every individual person should bring a korban chatos? Koshes dono korei shikvas a chatos. But the pasuk in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra says no. You don't require that every individual person who ate chaylev adam has to bring a chatos. Beis Magor brings one parham dono shel tzibur and all the yechidim on the staff. So the Gemara says that didn't only apply if the staff of the Beis Magor was a unanimous vote. If there was a split, then the special din doesn't apply. And number two, the it only applies if they consulted the Muflash of the Bez before they gave the Pesach. If the Bez Nagorov passed and without consulting Aloha or Muflash of the Bez and Shama, then the Zina Faham Tavishal Tziva doesn't apply. So you see that there was such a category of a Muflash of the Bez. It stands for the Mishnah in Homi, it's like somebody other than the members of the Bez. It sounds like a unit, that the Bez Nagorov is Lakut and the Muflash of the Bez is another person. You have to add that all the members of the Bez should be there, they should all vote unanimously. In error, they should all make the same stock in error, and that they had already consulted the Muflash of Bezin, he also made a mistake. But if they didn't consult the Muflash of Bezin, that's not legitimate, that's not a bona fide stock. So that's what says in the review, also agrees that it's actually Shidimish, 70 is a Canaan with Moshe Rabbeinu, 70 plus 1, everybody's masking the 71. Machloek is Satanayim, but all 71 were members of the Bezin, but 70 were the members of the Bezin Agoro, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a separate position. So again, the Gemara says Rabbi Yoshia obviously thinks that there's nothing wrong with having an even number then. He says if it would have only said Elohim twice, he would have said you only need a Bez number two. Because it says Elohim three times, that's how I know that you need three smooth. If it only says twice, you only need two. In other words, he can visualize, Rabbi Yoshia can visualize a Bez and Shuffle, an even number Bez. The Gemara says, well, what happened to the person? The Gemara says, sounded like a Rabbi Yoshia, like a Rabbi Yoshia. It's Bez Magal Rashid. So obviously you see a pasuk in the Chumash that contradicts your drasha. You have no right to make such a drasha. The drasha is obviously false. It's not correct because you have a whole parsha and institution of Bez Magal. So the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Hey, but the Shammah played the Rabbi Yudah, and Edwin Dodah, the Sidi Kroi, kind of thing, the young place, and you see Rabbi Yudah hold that there's no requirement for Bez Magal. There's only the Bez Magal. But in any other bed, any shamus lay, it's not so. Rabbi Yudah would never say it in another bed. He'll tell me that there's no difference. That's a bed, my God, I should learn how to all but the demon, the Rabbi Yudah. She says he never did a bed tonight. That's not true. There is a machlokes satanai regarding Michas Kenin. And what is Michas Kenin? The Samku. The Samku is Taka on the Parhal of Damashal Tzipo. Smichas Kenin, there are two meanings of Smichas Kenin. Smicha. Smicha means when you want to confer Smicha on somebody. To give him Smicha, she's being considered a Rav who can pass from Dinei Knossos. So that's one din that you need to be on Shalosha. Then there's another din of Smichas Kenin. Normally when a Yochid brings a carbon, so the Chumash requires, by most Chabon, the Chumash requires, with some of us Yosef al Rosh Hashar. You have to do Smicha to Shtei Yosef, the whole Koyche, you have to lean with both hands and has to lean his whole weight of his whole body on the animal. Special din in smicha. The smicha can only be done by the balakot. It cannot be done by somebody other than the balakot. So the Mele, the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim that kavanas tzibur rarely has smicha. What are you going to get? The whole klal yisrael is going to lean on the animal. It's not shach to have smicha. If the carbon is the carbon of klal yisrael, the carbon tzibur, it's not shach to have smicha. Mishnah lists off, there are two or three exceptions to the rule where there is a carbon has tzibur. And there is a din of smicha. One of them is the parhal and damshal tzibur. That's considered a korban tzibur. And it is something that you can away to see them. Al Rosh Hashanah, you have smicha as a king. You need a bezli, there are three or five. That's machlekes Rabbi Yudah Shimon. Smicha can be shloisha di Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah and Machamisha machlekes Hatanan. How you read the psukim? How much of a bezli do you need to represent the tzibur? And then you have a few other exceptions to the rule. The Sohar Lashem also has a smicha. The Kohen Gadol does smicha on Yom HaKippurim, and the Sohar Lashem, that's also a chiddush, that you have smicha on the Korban Tzibur. That's an exception to the rule. On the normal circumstances, the Mishnah says Korban Tzibur don't have smicha because it doesn't make sense. Smicha can only be done by the Balakorban. Balakorban is a tzibur. So what you have to have here, the whole tzibur is not going to do smicha. So there are a few exceptions to the rule, but you do have to do it. So the Gemara works out the psukim, it really says in the pasuk that you need either two Dayanim, two members of the Bez Magadol, or four members of the Bez Magadol to do the smicha and the Parhal Darash al Tzibur. So where did the two Dayanim come up with the number three or five? Based on the psukim, should either be two or four. So the Gemara says both are a few Arab Shimon subscribe to the principle of the Bez Shafo, and the people who are doing the smicha are considered the Bez and the Tzibur. The people who are doing the smicha as representing the Tzibur and this Parhal Darash al Tzibur, they constitute the Bez to represent the Tzibur. Because they constitute a bezin, therefore we apply the cloud of the eight bezin shuffle, that you're not permitted to have an even number bezin. has to have an odd number of dayanim in it. So the more proof of the fame, the refuted. Also agrees with Reb Shimon that there's a klal of ein bezin shofar. And every bezin in the world refuted is masking that you say ein bezin shofar. The one exception to the rule is only the bezin hagadol of the city kroy. We explained last week that the name, role of the bezin hagadol is not really so much the take a vote on cases. It's like a koil. They're supposed to sit and learn and preserve the masgara and transmit the masgara to the next generation. So there's nothing wrong with having other rabbis. It's better to have an even number. The number of with each other. So that's what you hope. The only exception to the rule is the bezin hagadol. But this Tana Rabbi Yoshio, the Gemara says, is a greater Kiddush. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Yoshio had even with Rabbi Yoshio is even more extreme than Rabbi Yoshio. The Rabbi Yoshio had a girl who delays life. Rabbi Yoshio only by Bez Nagoro holds that you don't require a Bez Nagoro. You can have an even number. You have to have an even number of cells. Paul Bishadre Dina Islay, but no, a lot about the Dinim in the world, Rabbi, did mask him that you need a dozen Eitan, an odd number. And Rabbi Yoshi, after the Bishadre Dina Nami Laisley, he doesn't offer the Dina dozen Eitan at all. Take him up, what about the Pasik? There is a Pasik, you don't dash in anything, so he marks no. He's masking the Dina in the Pashas, looking for the Dina in the Pashas. And in case the Dina in the Pashas, he's masking that you need a dozen Eitan, but you don't allow a dozen shot. Rashi explains why Manishtana, why should it be different? Dinim the Farshas from Dinim Amanis. Dinim the Farshas for that matter from Smith as a Canaan. Everything, all other but the Dinim, Rabbi Yoshi seems like he holds, you can have an even number of bezin. Only Dinim the Farshas, you have to have an odd number of bezin. Why is that? So Rashi explains, in Tosis of Source, it seems to be assuming like Rashi, that we have a pasuk with Hitzilu Ho'edam in Masay. It talks about a Retzer, the Meza, the Retzer, the Shoyei. So it says the Shabbat of Eidah Yitzilu Eidah. So the Gemara takes that phrase Yitzilu Eidah to imply that there's a mitzvah hatzolah. You have to try to be mahatet the schusay of the nidon of the person who we're discussing, but this guy's nidon. So that's what we discussed, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. The Mishnah starts the fourth parak, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah says that Mamonis and the Parshas have one din in common. Because you have a pasuk, mishpat echad yolachem, mishpat hashav alakuchem. The din is supposed to be the same, mamonis and nefashis. And since by nefashis, the Torah required seven rishis v'chakiris, the maiden comes to testify, so they can't just say that Reuben harag Shimon. You gotta ask him, when did it happen, and where did it happen, and all the details, what day of the week was it, which month, what day of the month, what year, and so on. You have to ask all Reuben about the details about rishis v'chakiris. So even though there is no such pasuk, but any mamonis, and with the Rabbanon they did away, that we have. The Rabbanon they did away with the requirement of Drisha Vahakira. However, you shouldn't think that all halachas are the same, all the dinim are mamonis and the parshas are the same. So the Mishnah says there are 10 what are the differences? So the Mishnah lists off the chilukim, and the Gemara adds it up. Asara chilukim, Rashi HaKadosh refers to it. Asara chilukim, the mamonis and the parshas. So one of the chilukim between mamonis and nefashis says that in mamonis the bezin can consist of 3, and nefashis the bezin consists of 23. That has nothing to do with the yitzilu ha'edom. That's not because you have a peskusa. That's a pasuk that nefashis is more serious. You need a bezin of 23. But the other 9 differences between mamonis and nefashis, that's based on hatzalah. That first in the schus, that if nigma dino lechiyu, mazil lechiyu, doesn't give a psak that is chayiv misa, then they think they may have made a mistake. So if they said chayiv, they want to reverse it to pater, that we would allow. If they said pater, if I'm mistaken, they want to reverse it to chayiv, we wouldn't allow. Echrot men ha-talmidim shebol ha-lamed chus, we listen to echrot shebol ha-talmid ha-lamed chayiv, but we wouldn't listen to. Or ha-malamed chus ein ha-chayizim ha-lamed chayiv, ha-malamed chayiv ein ha-chayizim ha-lamed chus. All of their ideas, they're all based on ha-tzolah, yitzilah ha-edah. And the Gemara has, the Dwarim means Asara Chilukim. The Gemara said that on the top of Lamed Vav on the base, on the third line, Amar Rabbi Abba. Asara Dvarim Yesh Ben Dini, the Mamonis, the Dini, the Parshas. There are 10 differences between Mamonis and the Parshas. The one is that Maimonides says that there's no three, and the Farsha says that there's no 23. That's not based on Hatzor. That's like there is Hakosov. This is 23, that's 3. The other nine are the Hitzilalei. So it says, Mekulam, Einam, Lurk, Mishan, Isto, Chutzli, Asim, Mishloisha. The only one of the 20, the only one of the Asara Chilukim that applies to Ashura Niskal, to the Farsha says the Behemoth, is that you need a Bezna 23. The Pasuk says, in Chumash, Kemisus, we learn that from the Pasuk, the Gambol of humans, Kemisus, Habayim, Kat, Mises, Ashur, Ma, Mises, Habayim, Chav, Gimel, Av, Mises, Ashur, Chav, Gimel. That's only on the Nisper Hadayon, that you need 23 Dayon. But the other nine Chilukim, three moments in the Pasuk, are all based on the Hitzilu. It's not Mitzvah Hatzol on Behemoth. Behemoth, you treat like any Maimonides. You don't treat it like any Nefesh is going to get to the Hitzilu aid of the Trust. So Nishkim to Kroch Nefesh, we're dealing with a Behemoth, we're not dealing with a human being. So the Gemara says, and by Amesis, also none of these. By Amesis, none of these Dinim apply either. Because by Amesis, the Torah says, Lo Sachma Allah, Lo Sachasa Allah, the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara, there are 10 lines from the top. By Amesis, the Gemara continues to say, there's another din. In addition to the Asara Chilukim, the Imam's Menefashas, one is 3 verses 23, and the other 9 are the Tzilu Eda, aspects of Hatzolah. Then the Gemara says there's another Braisa that has another Chilik. Eim Ashiv in the Sahib, about 10 lines from the top, and it says, Pasef the Perek Vok, on the left hand side of the Masoros HaShas. So it says there's a line in the Pasef, the Eim Ashiv in the Sahib, in Zokim. Zokim means an old man who no longer has little children. So, people will have little children, the children wreck the house, and they make everything dirty, and they make a mess, and they destroy everything to makbid. If they'll get too angry at the children, they won't be able to raise the children. The people who have little children are going to be softer. They're not going to be so strict, they're not going to be so stern. So if you have a zokin, a person is already so old, and you already forgot what it's like to raise children, or a saris, one who doesn't have any children at all, mishem abonim. Saris, one who cannot have children, mishem abonim, one who didn't have any children. So you're not allowed to have such a person serve as a member of a bezin and lead in the Parsha Dinam, it doesn't make a difference. So he's a hard person, so he's not soft. So what? But indeed in the Parshas, you have to have Yitzilu Eda. Tosis explains, both on Tanar Gemara and Gimel and Beis, and on Daf and Beis and Ralph, you can't say the Yitzilu Eda by Dinam Amunus, because whatever is a source for one is going to be a chayu for the other. But that's not fair. And indeed in the Parshas, no one is going to be lobster. If we'll give the fellow a break and we'll let him get off the hook, we won't give him Yoinish Misa. Officially, we may give him, if we feel that it's necessary, we'll give him unofficially. That we'll get rid of him. If he's a danger to society, we will get rid of him. The Mishnah has later, you're starving to death. But the official Yoinish Misa says that we won't give him. So we say, he's seen later, we won't give him the official Misa says it. So by Misa, by ministering Misa says it, we try always to give him a break. So Mishael Obonim, Mishael Uzokin, the Saris, is no longer a soft-hearted person. So we wouldn't allow such a person to be a member of a bezin in dealing the process. So the Gemara says, but Ashara Nisko we would, because Ashara Nisko there is no Yitzilu. By Mesis we would also, the Chilufay and the Mesis. All the Asara Dinim don't apply to a Mesis. What does it say on the left hand side to look on Lam and Gimel on the base? What's on Lam and Gimel on the base? The Gemara says also, there are Asara Chilufim and that's 15 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Absin Barash, the Chiluf for the Mesis, none of these nine Dinim apply to Mesis. The Mesis, he needed Bezna 23, like Shah Niska needs a Bezna 23. 23 is not an Indian of Hatzolah. 23 is not Lachat. Dinim and the Pashas needs a Bezna 23. But the other nine Chilufim, the Imamas and the Pashas, that are all based on the Hitzilu Eda, so Absin Barash says, the Chiluf for the Mesis, none of those Dinim apply. Oh, Al Fakir. By a Mason. You're not out to give him a break. Don't give him any breaks. Rav Kana Mas and Rav Kana has a braisa which derives the din of Rav Simi Barashi from a different pasuk. The same din that on a Mason you don't give him a break from a different pasuk that says, Kihar Tahagenim. Yotzot Yabobarishon. What's the difference when you learn from this pasuk, you learn from that pasuk, you heard the same thing? The only difference is that you learn from that pasuk and that pasuk. The Arsameach tries to suggest, he wants to suggest, Arsameach al Rambam suggests that there may be a difference. What would the din be regarding Meidiyah? There are two different characters over here. There's a Mesis and there's a Meidiyah. They're two different people. So Mesis is a Mesis to Yochid. One who tries to convince a Yochid to worship Avodah Zarah. Meidiyah is a Meidiyah to Rab. One who tries to convince a group of people to worship Avodah Zarah. And there are different things lahalocha. It's a different Oynish Misa. One of these has a problem. Thank you. There's a Shaila, Minchatchina has a long discussion, how many people do you have that it should have the status of a Megiyah Kma Rabbi? What do they say? Two is company, three is a crowd. So three people is called a Rabbi, or 10 people is called a Rabbi, how many? Yeah, the whole Machlok is with the Mishnah's Chachamim. There's a safe Mishnah's Chachamim, the commentary on the Rambam. I forgot already who said which way, that one of them says that you need 10 in order to be considered the special status of Megiyah, there should be a different Oynish and slightly different Dinim. And then the other one, either the Chachinuch or the Mishnah's Chacham, one of them says 10, one of them says 3. It's all based on the Sugya and Gittin. So the Gemara discusses there, how many people do you need that it should be considered Rabbi? There, the Gemara and Gittin, we're talking about a totally different Din. Neder al-Das Rabbi. And Gansin a different Din. There's a concept that a person takes a Neder al-Das Rabbi. He says, I'm taking a Neder or a Shavua al-Das Rabbi. So the Gemara has a Din, Ein lo ha-Torah. You cannot be matter such a Neder. Unless it's with Bar Mitzvah, the Gemara has a whole explanation why. It was heist a Neder Shehuda for Rabbi, and Neder Shehuda al-Das Rabbi. What's the definition of Rabbi? So that's an Achleikis Amarayim in Perakha Shaleah, whether it's 3 or it's 10. So the Mishnah's Chachamim tells to that Gemara, says it's not only a dispute in the Gemara, what's the definition of Rabbi? It's not the Geta which is around the right, so that you need more than 3 or 10 people. But we get the other halachas of Rabbi. What's heist a Rabbi? So the Mishnah's Chachamim says that the difference between a Mesis and a Mediach, a Mesis Liyachid, or the Yechidim and a Mediach, or Rabbi, how many have to be in the group that he's trying to convince the worship of the Zohar that it should have the status of Nidia? Should it be 3 or 10? Depends on that Gemara. And the Minhas Chinuch has a little twist, the way he shows it's not exactly so. You have to look at that Gemara. So the Yosemech raises the question, what would be the Din by Nidia? He says it's also like Mesis, that there are no Dinim of Hatzolah. Or maybe no, only Mesis doesn't have a Dinim of Hatzolah. Maybe Nidia does. So somehow, I forgot about here, he makes it only in these two psukim. If you look at the Pesukim, he says that one of them seems to imply that it only goes on Mesis, one of them goes on both on Mesis and Mediah. Now, Kofan, the Gemara has that you sometimes require a Bezna 23, but you don't have the other 99. And by Mesis, and sometimes you have Fakirat, you have a Bezna 3, you don't need 23, and you do require all the 99 of Atzor. The Gemara says by Malchus, the Gemara continues on his Da. Right down the Da. Another 10 lines later. Chayvei Goli is minayin agzera shavu, Chayvei Malki is minayin vayta agzera shavu, Rosh Rosh. Chayvei, and Lamed Gimel on Beis. Chayvei Malki is a machlekes satanayim in the first Mishnah. And that Beis HaMinalti, the machlekes Rebbe Shmuel and the Chachamim, how much of a desert do you need in order to administer an Einish of Malki? So Rebbe Shmuel is of the opinion that Malki is tachas Misa Medes, so you need a desert of 23. And we don't pass like that. We pass the Malki is Bishloisha. You can give Malki with a desert of 3. That's how the Rambam writes. Raman starts off the Perek in Hilchos Sanhedrin, towards the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Well, he writes about Malchus, he has a whole Perek about Skila, then Sreifa, then Perek, then Chenek, then Malchus. So he says, Malkin b'chol mokam b'zmana, Malkin b'zmana zeh b'chol mokam sh'yesham bezna shol shloshe smut. So Raman says, although in order to give an Einish Mises bezin, you cannot give Mises bezin b'zman shem Sanhedrin, g'dayla b'n k'aymam, as Mora said, we learn that from the prophet, the comes to be Alisa al-Amachim, Alamisha al-Amachim Gorm. So that original concept, Alamisha al-Amachim Gorm, there stayed by the Zakim Amri. Zakim Amri is only Chayv Isa, if he passed this against the Desmond Gorm, that if they issued a psak, when they were in the Mishnah Hagozis, if it's so, go on with son, a base tagi the Himalayim, if he bumped into them on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, base tagi means on the outskirts. But now, tagi means Puele Agudis Yisrael, but the Gemara doesn't mean it. The Gemara talks about Hamor, the Gemara talks about Hamor, a base tagi. The base package just means something that's tzubichet, something that's on the outside of something else. The chamor has a saddle, so that's called base pagir. The city has outskirts, and that's called base pagir. So the Gemara says, what if mitzvah are base pagi? The Zokim Mamre asked the Shiloh of the members of the Bezal Gadol, they were in the outskirts, they were in the suburbs of the Yerushalayim, they gave up stuff. And then he passed this against them. So the Gemara runs out from the pasuk that there's no chiyuv mitzvah of Zokim Mamre, because it says, Malana shamachim gom, kam tov alu salam. So the original thought that Malana Chamachim Gorim Grata says by Zachaman. But from there we derive that none of the Sanhedrin's Tanim, no Sanhedrin Tanim of 23, anywhere in the world, there is a self which was, can administer this in Bezin, this man Shane Bezin Agoral, Yashim Kain. So there's one big court system. All of the Sanhedrin's Tanim are coupled to the Sanhedrin Gorim. So if the Sanhedrin Gorim is not Yashim Kain, then none of the Sanhedrin's can administer this in Bezin. So can you give Malchus to Manazet? See, if it would have been like Rabbi Shmuel, that you need a Bezna 23, you need a Sanhedrin Tana, So there's no Sanhedrin Tana with Manazek. The Sanhedrin Tana has to be part of the big system. Has to have a chief supreme court. Has to have a Sanhedrin Tana. There's no Sanhedrin Tana. Yesh Mekayman. Then not a Sanhedrin can function with Manazek. It must be 4 years. Abay Mishana Kodim Shechar Vahabayit. Kodim Shechar Vahabayit. Also Sanhedrin Yashvah Lo Bachanus. The Gemara says, well, Lamdach, what's the significance of that historical statement throughout history? So why is it in the Braisa? Now it is on that chest, the Lamda, Shaloi Donald in the Pashas, he can't be done in the Pashas, because Lamda Shabbat and Gori. If there's no Sahedic Dalit, then there's no Sahedic Dalit. But we don't pass in that Malkas is the Bezna 23. We pass in Malkas if you look at Bezna 3, you have to have 3 smukas, but you're only 23. So that's where the Rambam writes, Malkin is mana there, the Chom Malkam Shiyesham, the condition is the Chom Malkam Shiyesham Shlosh Smukas. Nobody has any real sneak of the mana there. We have his only imitation sneak. It's not a real smicha there, right? Smicha has to be ish mfi ish. At Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael, the matzmich and the sonu have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Eretz Yisrael, so it's only imitation smicha. We mentioned that's what the Ramor, Yeridei, quotes the Abar Panel, that the smicha that we give with Manazeh is only an imitation smicha based on a Gemara later on Dab Dalit. The Gemara says, Reb Yudah Nossi, Rebbe, made it upon it, the Talmud al Yoyre, no Talmud should pass in anything, El Mkei Nossi, Rishus Mirab. That's separate from smicha. A different, you need Heter Hayroh, you need not for Rishus, but in Europe, he's supposed to make a Heter Harvot. That's what it really is. Talmud Al Yoyre is not about a Paskin, and some Rishon, the Ran quote of Al Yoyre shouldn't be a teacher, shouldn't be a Malamed in a day school, or an Yeshiva, unless he has some shoes from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe checked him out to see that he has a good Chitta Chadibur. Because that's what the Mark that tells Amaisa, that there was a Talmud who knew all the Dina, but he didn't have a good Chitta Chadibur, couldn't speak well. So when he said a Shir, the Balabata misunderstood what he said because of his lisp, or because of his slurring of the words, a big kilku came out. So after that story, Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Nossi, made a takana, Talmud al Yoreh, no one should give a shir. Horah should be a moreh, unless he has Heter Hayroah. They gave him permission to pass, and they checked that he knows the information that he's supposed to know, and he knows how to deliver the, he knows how to speak clearly, and to convey the dinim properly to the listeners, to the Talmud. So that's what the Rambam writes, that Malkin is manazeh b'chol mokam shi'esham shlosh smuchim. We don't really have the shlosh smuchim. But theoretically, the Rambam writes, he could give Malkin but manazeh, despite the fact that there's no Sanhedrin Torah. So Malkin we pass from Allah is sufficient with a version of 3. You don't need 23. So for nasarachim lukum shebei mominus minafroshes, Malkin is not the same as nefroshes. Malkin does not need 23. But when you get to the 9 chilukim, the 9 other chilukim that are based on the Hitzil later, the Gemara says they do apply. It applies to the Chayvi Kolis and applies to the Chayvi Malkis. That's the Gemara on Lama Gimel Beis. It does apply because there is an image. There is an image of the Hitzil later by Malkis also, just like there's an image of the Hitzil later by Dini Nefashis. Dini Haskino has over here. I remember when we went to heaven, the Rav said over a lot of Haskinos here. There's a shock in Haskinah for Kakashi. If Malkus is sufficient with a desert 3, so let's say there's going to be a split vote in the desert. So there's going to be 2-1. So you go about the right, 2-1, like in Mammonism. If there's no 3, so you can follow right, 2-1. So the 2 will win. So in Mammonism, then whether Lechiyuv, whether to say Reuben owes the money to Shimon, Reuben does not owe the money to Shimon, so a Raiv of Echad is sufficient. But in Misa, the Mishnah has, that's one of the chilukim between Mominus and the Fashas. That in order to give Einish Misa, it says, Laisiya Achre Rabim Leroh. You're not allowed to give an Einish Misa based on a simple Raiv. You have to have a Raiv of Shnai, you have to have a Raiv of Tu. So if you have, let's say, Bezna 23, this is going to be a split vote 12 to 11. When will you follow the 12? It depends. If the 12 say Pater from Misa, the 11 say Chayiv, so then the Pater. From Misa, that's sufficient with a bezin, with a Raiv of Echad. But if the 12 say Chayv Misa, and the 11 say Patna from Misa, so you cannot give an Einish Misa based on such a slim majority of 1, you have to have a Raiv Shnayim. You can't have a Raiv Shnayim because it's an odd numbered bezin. You have to have 23 members in the bezin. So you'll always need a Raiv of Shloisha. You'll always need a Raiv of Shloisha. You'll have to have 13 to 10. So it's always going to be a Raiv 3 more, Lechiyah. Sometimes once there's any idea, sometimes you have a Rav of Shnayim, in a rare case. But in a normal case, you're never going to have a Rav, you can't have a Rav of Echad to give Misa. You have to have at least a Rav of Shnayim. The Shriach Aram Leroy, a simple Rav is not enough. You have to have more than that. And once you say you have to have more, so the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that all of the 9 chilukim between Mominus and the Pashas apply to Malkus, just like it applies to Misa. But even Haskinah Perek Akashis, but Malkus, you only have a dozen of three. So if a rov of effort is never good with chiyuv, so you have to have a unanimous vote. But Yodam Lo Shamayin Adov is there. A unanimous vote to give the guy Nisan, to give the guy Malkus. How can it be? So he comes out with an Ein Pala Materet based on the Lashon of the Chinuch. He says, we all know that when you bench Mezumin, that you have, let's say, one person had the cake, and one person had the vegetables. So if you have a right of people had bread, so you can bench Mezumin. One of the two who ate the bread can bench Mezumin. What if you had, you want to bench Mezumin to Shem, you want to have 10 people? So you have to have a right of the minion who ate bread, and the miyut can have eaten vegetables also. So the Gemara says that it's not enough a rov of six who ate bread, you have to have a rov of seven. Why is that? The Gemara has a lush, you need a ruben in the Yisrael. So the Beliyot affect Akash on the side of the rib. And Brachas and Perek Shlosha Shachlu. So you see that what? A plain rov is not enough. Yeah, you have to have that for something better. So we have three people who want to bench a plain Mezumim without the Shem Hashem. So why is it that if two have bread, that's sufficient? That's not a ruben in the Yisrael. That's not a ruben in the Yisrael. So he says no. But the Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you're dealing with 10, so 6 out of 10 is only 60%. If you're dealing with 3, the 2 out of 3, you just barely made the right. 2 out of 3 is 66%. So that's already better. So he says, so the Rabbi Yehuda says, when you're dealing with a smaller number, so 2 out of 3 is a ruben in the Yisrael. So the Minhag Chinuch says, the Sefer Achinuch and Parshas Mishpatim are not possible to see Achrei Rabin Leroy. To administer an Einish Mises Bezin based on a simple Raif, and he concludes by writing the Lashon, the Torah requires that you should have a Ruba de Ninkara in order to give an Einish Mises. He said, Amen Haskinah writes, Arab the Kashin, if you're giving Malkus, so all you have is a Bezin of 3. So 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Ninkara. If you're going to have a Bezin of 23, if you have 10, so 6 out of 10 is not a Ruba de Ninkara, you've got to have 7 out of 10. By benching the Zumin Basar of Hashem. If you have a Bezna 23, you're going to have 12 Seilach Chiyuv Misa and 11 Seilach Tur. So, right of Echa, 12 to 11, that's not a Ruben and Nikra. So, you've got to have a Rav of Shnai. But he says, if he's dealing with Dini Malkus, boy, he needed a Bezna of 3. So, 2 out of 3 will be considered a Ruben and Nikra. It's not a violation of the Din. See, so it'll turn out that in Malkus, you have all of the 9 Chilukim. Shetei Mamanis, when the Proshas applied the first Chiluk at Bezna 3 versus Bezna 23, the Malkus is sufficient for the Bezna 3. You don't require Bezna 23. But the 9 Chilukim that are based on the Hitzilu Ho'eda, those that are based on the Hitzilu Ho'eda, will apply to Malkus. And by Malkus, you'll never have, it's only Bezna 3, so you'll never have a case where you'll need a Rav of Shnai. But you won't be in violation of the Din of only giving Rav Malkus based on a Shlacha Rav. It's not a Shlacha Rav, it's a very good Rav, it's a Rav of 66. That's a Ruben and Nikra. That's not even Haskin of Malkus. No, but the Gemara says that all the 9 healing of the Hitzilah do apply to Malkus. Even though Malkus is another, there is no place. The Gemara has it there as Shavuot. Russia, Russia. No, that's the marker there that a Bezin of Sanhedrin to give Einish Nisan needs 23. It says, Bishaftu Va'eda sounds like 10 Dayanim say Chayim Nisan. Bishaftu sounds like the judging Pashtun. Yitzilu Eda means 10 people said, and Minyan of Yidam to God that is Pata from Nisan. So that's going to be a tie saying there's a Shaftu saying need 21. But in order to give Mechumen, in order to give Einish Nisan, you got to have another one to make a Rosh Shlaim, so you need 22. But 22 is going to be a Bezin Shaftu, so you got to have 23. That's how the Mishnah arrived at the number of 23. How do you figure out that you need 23 dayan? But it doesn't mean that the din of Hatzal only applies when you have 10. No. The din, all of the 9 din of Hatzal, Shabbat Mammon, is Linnabashes, apply equally to Malkus, despite the fact that we pass in that Malkus is Bishloisha. You still need all the 9 din of Hatzal. So that's how the Gemara has not more. You have by Mesis and possibly by Mediach also and by Sharan Niskal for sure. You need a Bezin of 23, but the 9 din of Hatzal do not apply. And by Malkus is Pumtakeh, the 9 din of Hatzal do apply, but the Mispar of 23, the Sanhedrin Kana, is not necessary. So that's what the Gemara has over here. Now I'm all getting back. I'm giving one of the days. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshiya only requires the Bez Noita in one case. Only in Dina Nefashis. Why is that? So Rashi and Taisus seem to learn over here in this Gemara. And Gimon Vesu say, because in Dina Nefashis you have Kama Vakama Chiyukim. You have more than nine Dina Nefashis. The Gemara had more. That the Zokin and the Soros and the Shem Avonim. There are quite a few Chiyukim between Mamadis and Nefashis based on the Indian of the Hitzilu Hedim. Try to give them in, try to give the Nidon a break. Try to acquit him. So the Gemara says, this is one of the Yanam of Atzala, that we should require a Bez Noita, that you should be able to pass it. See, if you're going to have an even number of bezin, if there's going to be a split rod, you'll only be able to pass it with a rov of shnayim. You'll only be able to pass it with a rov of shnayim. You can never have a rov of ever. We want to always, that's the Rashi Tashas and Gimel Meis, we want to always constitute a Sanhedrin Kana to administer the Nefashis in such a way, such a mitzvah adayamin, an odd number of dayam, that it should be possible to acquit him with the rov of effort. So the way you need a bezin like that. If you have a bezin shakul, you'll never have a rov of effort. You'll always need a rov of shnayim. You always want to have an opportunity to give such a break to the needle. So that's what the Yoshiya Shita, that the halacha that requires a bezin like that is written in Parshas Mishpatim, and that pasuk that speaks about din in the Parshas. You also told me a din in the Parshas. It's one of the halachas of Hatzolah, one of the many halachas of Hatzolah. There's a discussion in Yerideya. Let's say when treifis, when a little chazashmas falls into kosher soup, so they did it that you need shishim. So Yerudei says that sometimes the shishim is needed in a Torah, and sometimes the shishim is only needed in the Rabban. If it's mibishen and minoy, it's a vegetable soup, and the chazashmas falls in, so that's mibishen and minoy. It's a different, it's a shmas, it's vegetables, it's a basashmas lino, the shem is different, the tam is different, basatayma is lino. So it's clearly Mibishen and Minas, so you need Shishin in Atorah because we say Tam Kika Dereis. What if it falls in Minas, you know? I'm making chicken schmaltz anyway. And a little chicken schmaltz falls in from the Bengal chicken, from non-kosher chicken. Chag schmaltz. It tastes the same, it smells the same. But this is trade and this is kosher. So then when it's Minas, you know, so we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, there are different opinions, but we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that in Atorah it's Bokal Chag the trade. And the need for shishim is only with the Rabbanim in such a case. But if it will be a Sufik shishim, you'll say Sufik the Rabbanim of the If it's Nimashen and Minyam a Sufik shishim, you say Sufik the Rais of the Kumar. But if the shishim is needed with the Rabbanim, then you say by Nim the Minolach the Lach shishim is only needed with the Rabbanim. That's the beginning of the Sin of Tzadik Ches, the Eridei. So what is Chad Betray Bottle? How do you translate the words Chad Betray Bottle? It means you have to have twice as much Hefter as you have Easter. No, you have to have slightly more. You have to have a slight majority. You have to have a little bit more. So there's a famous mashor in Pesachim, that mandala, the mashor assumes in Pesachim that chad betray means capable. You have to have twice as much. He ties it down a thesis like that. There's a shver thesis that doesn't mean so strict. So he said that's, everybody knows that you need twice as much, he writes, and that's what thesis was alluding to. And the Achreinim and Yeridei, I'm not so sure where this came from. They said, in the Rabbanim you need twice as much, but in Atari you certainly don't need twice as much. And basically, we really don't call like that. It's a chumrah. That we say that chad betray batul, when there's no tam kikir, all you need is chad betray. So we say, nikra din, you don't really need twice as much. Just need slightly more. The rov has to have a little bit more in the hefer than you have in the yisr. So Yosef Engel has a discussion of that. Yosef Engel wrote a whole encyclopedia that's called Beis HaOitzer. So he only printed aleph and beis. There's one chelak aleph in the letter aleph. It's an encyclopedia of his chidush. It's not an encyclopedia of what everybody else has to say. It's what he has to add on, the shas and post and his contribution. So everything's alphabetically arranged. So he has the letter aleph, he printed, one says, and then base out to the letter base, he printed half of the letter base, and all the rest is still in manuscript. They still didn't print the rest. I don't know what they're waiting for. Supposedly they still have all the manuscripts. They told me that they don't think anyone is interested in buying it. That's why they didn't want it. The Gemara says Rabbi Shaila was Shishim, the Tesis says it's Nindamina there. The Tesis says that whole story is only not mine, because Nikra didn't. Rashi also revealed Rosh Hashmur. The Tesis then, the Sugi is Rabbi Shaila, says that it's only not mine, because flesh is Nindamina. So Nindamina, you really don't need Shishim. You don't need Shishim, you don't need Meyam. Oh my God, you don't need Shishim, you don't need Meyam. Really, when I tell you, you only need Rosh. So the Mashua claims in the middle of Eloivrim, in the third Perek himself, and he claims that he is capable. So if Yosef Engel has in the second volume of Beis Haaretz, a long essay about this, under the letter Beis Bitzel Beroyz, Beis Bitzel Beroyz, he is capable or not. So he quotes Apsikta, he dug up Apsikta from somewhere, that says that dealing with Rashis need a Bezna of 30. The Mishnah says a Bezna of 23. Dina Bas needs a Bezna 30. So he says, where in the world did this come from? So he says, he's going to explain where it came from. Pasha's doctor. How did the Mishnah derive that you need a Bezna 23? We just made the arithmetic. It's simple. It says, Vashafta Ha'edam, Hitzila Ha'edam. In the end of Kumish Bandit, one Karshas Ma'asa. So the first Mishnah says, Vashafta Ha'edam sounds like it's saying that 10 members of the Bezna give a harsh statement. The man is guilty of murder. He's Chai Nisi. Hitzila Ha'edam. Ha'edam means 10. Ha'edam Shafetis. Ha'edam Atelis. 10 Dayanim say he's partner. No, 10 against 10 is going to be an even tie. So obviously there are more than 20 dayanim. So you have to have more in order to break the tie. So how many do you have to have? So the Mishnah makes a chesed like this. Well, you'll have one more to break the tie that will only go in one direction. If the 11 will say potter and the 10 say chayiv, so the roiv of echad is good. What are you going to do if the 11 say chayiv? So 11 to 10, it says a roiv of echad is not good enough, so you have to have a roiv of shnayim. So you got to have already 22 members with the possibility of 12 saying chayiv and 10 saying potter. You can't have 22 members and there's a shock because you got to have 23. Obviously, the psikta starts off the same way, but it ends off with the mashur. The psikta starts off the shaftu eidah, you have 10 dayanim say chai. The psikta eidah, 10 dayanim say potter. So 10 to 10 is a tie, so you have to break the tie. So how many do you need to break the tie to go by the roi? You need keitel. Keitel is a mashur by bittul the roi. The mashur is called bittul the roi. When the chazan schmaltz fell into chicken schmaltz, or when something fell in, a tarubin. Yosef Engel assumes it's all learned out in the same pasuk. The pasuk in Mishpatim that says, "Achrei Rabim Lahatos goes on Bittul Beroyz and it goes on Ruba Kukula when you're drinking Arbekaisis on Pesach night. Say Ruba Kukula and it goes on Hokamah Arayz. It goes on all kinds of rayz. Every rayz is a rayz is a rayz. Rayz is a rayz. So if the Mashur says that you need kefil, you need a double amount in order to have Bittul Beroyz, so then you need kefil in order to say Hokamah Arayz. So if you have Eidah Shafetus, Eidah Matzelus, if you have a 10 dayanim say chai, 10 dayanim say potter, in order to break the tie, not sufficient with one or two or three, you're going to have 10. You're going to have 10 in order to break the tie. So he says, that must be the marker of the 60. Yeah, if you say like that, so then where do you ever come off, where do you shnai? You're going to have a right of 10. You're going to have twice as much. That's the question. Maybe the 60, that's what he claims. The 60 obviously is representing a sheet of a different time, and it's focused on everything that we have in Shas. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara, that he needs, that's not 30. The deed of the Farshim, there's no mock of it all. In the Mishnah, it's not such a sheet as the Gemara anywhere doesn't appear. It just says 23. But he has a ninth problem. He says that that must be based on that Marashah. How
about
the Marashah
that the
Dindar Abonon No, Kefil is 2 to 1. She should be 60 to 1.
If you're
going to be
why
is it
much?
But she should be 60 to 1. Okay. Okay. But Shishim is way more than that. Shishim is not 60%. No! Shishim is 60 times as much. About the 60. It's way more than Kefil. A lot more. A lot more. Apparently not. Everything in Gans is different. That's what he suggests. Everything. The Psikta is clearly not like the Gemara, that you need a Bezna of 30, because you need a bunch of. Rashi says, we want to give it, we want to give an opportunity of acquitting the Nidon based on a Roiv of Echad. So that's why we go out of our way. If you hold like this kind of Rav Yoshe, that it's only a Din and Din and Farshim. We hold it's a Din in every Bezin. Even a Bezin to do Smichas Paralogos of Sigurd. Even a Bezin to do Medita Segla Rufo. Medita Segla needs a Bezin, and ain't Bezin Shokul. But this kind of Rav Yoshe holds that ain't Bezin Shokul is only a Din and Din and Farshim. Is he acquitted? I don't think so. They don't acquit him. that they're not going Medina La Misa. I think the din would probably be Masif and Ochtan. The Mishnah has later on, if you have a Bezin of 23, or Bezin of 3 for that matter, in the moment, Bezin 23, in the first system, one of them says any day. All 22 say in one direction, Chayat, and one says any day. So it says Yosif Adayon Ushtan, you add on another two. And then you try to get the Psaq from it. But if you have a Rav Echad L'Chiyu, I don't think you'll put him. Masifin. Masifin Shnai. You add on another two and see if you can get a Rav Shnai. Keep on going till 71, Mishnah says. Then once you reach 71, then it's not going to be. You don't go further. Okay. So now the Gemara for Kakashel. There is a Mishnah that says that if you have 2 to 1, the 2 win is only Aliba the Rabbi Yonis, who said that the Pasuk only requires Mikaradin 2 Dayan. And the only need for the 3rd Dayan is because Ein Bezin Shakul. So you see that you go Basarai. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, who has Psukim that you need 3, he doesn't believe in Ein Bezin Shakul outside of a Bezin Abin in the Pasuk, because he's single. So in the moment, he doesn't subscribe to such a din. There's no din of Ein Bezin Shakul. So you need 3 Dayanim. So if you have a vote, a split vote of 2 to 1, so you don't have 3 saying in either direction. So 2 to 1, a mamana should be no good. Whether they say l'chiyuv or l'ptur should be no good, because you don't have the bezin of 3. That's the Gemara's kasha. Elo hadisnan, what do you do with the Mishnah that says, shnai mamam zakah, vechad amachayiv zakah. Shnai mamachayiv vechad amachayiv chayiv, 2 to 1. Should I say that it's the loikir of Yeshiv? Should I say it's only a libid of Yenison? Because the basic bezin is really cool. The only reason why I need the 3rd person is to have a rive. So you see, a rive of 2 to 1 is good, but according to Rabbi Yoshio, it's not in order to have a rive. You gotta have a bezin of 3, so you gotta have all 3 say the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, when you have a bezin of three and two, it's a vote of 2 to 1, then you say Ruba Kakulai. All the dinim that we said, we learn out, that's what they quote Rab Chaim, all the dinim we learn out from the same pasuk. Achre Rab Nahatas, it tells you, if you find a little baby on the steps to the police station in a city where rave of the people are Jews, then you assume the little baby is a Jew. And if it's a city where rave of the people are Nochmi, you assume the babies are Nochmi. There's a Mishnah in the end of Uqtz in Tinatanim, it's a Mushloch in the street. You want the end of the first paragraph, so it's close. So the Tinatan Mushloch, if rave b'nei ha'ir, if the rave of the women in the city are right to give birth to babies, are Israelios, then the ladders assume to be Israel. So that's a din of Pochim Achar HaRoi. Then there's a din of Bittul Peroi. Chazash Mas falls into the vegetables of the sun, that's Bittul Peroi. Then there's a din of drinking abricoses, that's a different part of Ruba Kukuba. So what if you have a Bezin, and the Bezin has a split vote 2 to 3? 2 to 1. Bezin is split 2 to 1. So you say, Achrei Rab Mahatas, the Roi is Mevar, that Mestama the Din is that Chayba, Mestama the Din is Pata. Whatever the 2 say against the 1, so we assume that they're probably correct. But once you say, Achrei Rab Mahatas, and some of that's the correct psak, we go a step further up time as Mazber, and you say that now Ruba Kafuloi, that the psak is now being issued by the entire Bezin of 3. It's Kilu, all 3 members of the Bezin pask in the same way. All 3 said Chayv, all 3 said Potter. So it's no Kasha. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that you need 3 Dayanim, what are you going to do if you have a split psak? It's considered as if all 3 issued the psak. You know, it's later like that. It's considered as if all 3 issued the psak. Because you say Achrei Rabim Lahapas, and then you say Ruba Kukuloi, so it's considered as if the entire Bezin issued the psak. It's such a ni'iri in the end of Yuman. I wrote it here in the Maram Akonis. I found it. I was looking. I think it's a Mohammed somewhere. I couldn't find the Mohammed. That's why there's a blank line here by the Mohammed in the Maram Akonis. But I think the Mohammed says it before the ni'iri. But the Yes Kakasha, there is a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Ksubas, and the Gemara in the very end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, where the Gemara says, when it comes to Safik Sakona, Lehoch of the Pekuach Nefasha Sachar Haroi. Let's say somebody is sick on Shabbos, and we're not sure if he's a Mesukan or not. The right is that he's healthy, has an upset stomach. The right is he has a bellyache, so he'll survive. But there is a new chance that he has something very seriously wrong with him, and he needs immediate care, and if he don't drive to the hospital now on Shabbos, there's no nachrim. If I don't drive him to the hospital, he may die. It's a far out chance. Or another case, let's say a person is achayla mesukan, absolutely mesukan. He's so sick, he's probably going to die, whatever we're going to do. But there's a far out chance that if we'll drive to the hospital, we may be able to save his life. Probably not. The odds are 10 to 1 that he's not going to survive, but there's a far out chance that he will survive. So the Gemara says, Lehoch of the Pekuach Mefarsh Sachar Haroi. He's not allowed to go Basarot when it comes to Safik Sakon. Even though it's only a chance of a 10 to 1 that he's gonna survive, or 10 to 1 that he's even sick. The odds are 10 to 1 that he just has a plain bellyache. There's nothing wrong. You have to be choshish for the one, and be mechal Shabbos, eat on Yom Kippur, whatever the case happens to be. So the Meiri has a kasha. I think it's a Ramban somewhere in the Melchamas. Meiri has a kasha. Maybe it's a Nida. I don't remember. So the Meiri corrects Akasha. So when you have, let's say, a case of Din Nefashos, a Bezin of 23, and 23 there's a split vote. 13 Dayam say that it's Chayv Nisa, and 10 Dayam say that it's Potter from Nisa. So what do? You give Nisa. You have a Rav of Shloisha. Not only a Rav of Shloisha, you have a Rav of Shloisha. So the Meiri corrects Akasha. Maybe the 10 are right. Lehoch the Tekroch Nefashos Sachar are right. How can you administer an Oynish Mises Bezin based on a Rav of 13 to 10? Maybe the 10 are right and is really innocent. Maybe, obviously, you go past the Rav in order to give an Oynish Mises. So what happened to the Klal? Sophic Tekroch Nefashos. Oh, so that's what he answers. There's such a Ramban like that also. I forgot where. He says, in a Bezin with the Omdul Aminyan, the Allah requires a number of Dayanim. And the Psak is supposed to be issued by the entire Bezin of 23, so it's considered Kiva. The whole Bezin issues the Psak. It's considered as if all of them issued the Psak. That's what Gemara continues to say right now. We'll continue the next one, then we'll go back. We left that a line here, it's very important. We're not going to skip it. Tana Rabbanan, the second white line. Tana Rabbanan, we have the Sefta. Dina Mamanis Bishloisha, the repeat from the Mishnah. Rebbe Yonah Bahamisha. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says you have to have a Bezin of 5. It's interesting, on the bottom of the page of the Tosefta, they have different commentaries. So the Mitzvah Shmuel quotes a kasha from the Rashmi Kinan. It's one of the Balei HaTeir who wrote the Sefer HaKrisis. Sefer HaKrisis is a Sefer on Klodim, on Shas. How do you know how to pasken? So all the things that the Yeshivas today, they never spend time to pay attention to that. So that's what the Sefer HaKrisis has. Like the Yad Malachi has these kind of things. The Mizrachim has two little swarm about all the Klolim and Shas. So we're not so rubber. What's a Kala Prata? What's a Merib and Miyut? What's these kind of things? We usually just work on Svaris today. Nobody spends any time. So the Mitzvah Shmuel, Oysalaf, the very first comment on the first Tosef, the Fek Takasha, in the name of the Galotes, the Rash Mekinen, who is the one who edited the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yudan Nasi. So if his opinion is that Dini Mamanis is Bechamisha, so how come he issued a set of Mishnahs and he doesn't even mention his opinion? Should say Dini Maman is Bachamisha, the Chachamim Mamim Bishloisha. Why doesn't he mention his Shita? So he quotes from the Rash Mekinen because Rebbe knew that his opinion was not accepted, and he knew it's not going to carry too much weight in the later generation. They said he didn't write the Mishnayos. He wasn't the author. He edited the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos were already there from earlier generations. So the tradition always was that it was Bishloisha, not Bachamisha. In his generation, he was outvoted. And he understood that he's going to be outvoted in the future generations also. So he didn't feel that it was right to put his Shita in the Mishnah, even to bother to mention it as a Shita Sayachim, because he knew it was totally outvoted. An interesting comment. So the more he discusses, where did Rebbe get the Shita from? Dini Maman is Bahamisha. Why is that? Zog the Gemara, Kadesh, Yigam Adin, Bishloish. Trek the Gemara, Otto, the Klaus, Milo, Gomandina, Betray. What do you mean? You want to be able to go Basaroy? If you have a Bezna 5, you'll be able to go Basar up. So Gemara says, if you have a Bezna 3, you'll also be able to go Basar up. But he's 2 to 1. He wants to have a Bezna 8 then. Have a Bezna 3 to be a Bezna 8. And Gemara says, no, because he needs Gemara Din Bishloisha. If you're going to have a Bezna 3, it's going to be a split vote 2 to 1. So it's only the 2 are Paschini. You don't have all 3. Only 2 are Paschini. What do you want? So Gemara, what are you talking about? And what's the thing with Din and Nefashis? Din and Nefashis, let's say you need a Bezna 23. So if you're going to tell me that you need 23 paskening in one direction, so you should always need a bezin of how many? Of a 45. 45, so the 23 would be in one direction, and all 23 would be saying the same thing, and the 22 would be outvoted by the 23. So that's a funny cash of it. Now, you have to affect the Gemara. Sanhedrin Gedolah shouldn't be enough with 71. You should need 141. You should need 71 should be able to say in one direction, and 70 should be able to result in Fakert. So the 71 will win against the 70. Or, in order to Kadesh Gamadim Shinyach, or Sanhedrin Tana should need 45, in order to be able to make a Gamadim with 23. So the answer is no. When you have a Sanhedrin of 71 and it's a split vote, the Psak is issued by the entire Sanhedrin. I say Acharav Lahatas, we assume that the Rav is correct, and then I say Ruba Kukuloi, and the Psak is considered as if it's issued by the entire Bezin. So the same is true if you have a Bezin of 23, and there's a split vote, 13 to 10, I say, Achrab Nahat, and then I say, Rubik Kukuloi, it's considered as if the Psaq is issued by the Tan Bezna 23. Kavos Vilna, so why does Rebbe say you need a Bezna of 5 in order that you should be able to, if you have a split vote, you'll be able to have 3, saying the same thing. Well, you need 3 if you have 2 to 1, but all 3 together constitute a 1 Bezna. So it's one unit, Rubik Kukuloi, so it's considered as if all 3. Or says, no, he has a pasuk, he reads the pasuk differently, that's why. Not because he has a sheet that if it's going to be a split vote, the psak is not being issued by all three. The psak is issued by three. He darshans the psukim. Rabbi Yoshia said it says 3 times Elohim. Rabbi Yoshia said it says 2 times Elohim, and he doesn't shuffle. That's how I know I need a 3rd time. And Rabbi has a different yafu, so then needs 5. Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoshia, he has a way that darshans says. Elohim time of the Rebbe, the last 3 lines on the Dhamma. Elohim time of the Rebbe, Ashi Ashin Elohim is trade. It says Yashiyun in the plural. So the word Elohim there doesn't mean one diet. It means a minimum of 2, you drop a shtayim. So never Elohim Lamata, the Nem Elohim Lamata, 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 Shnayim, just like in the Pasuk Ashi Yashiyun Elohim. It means a minimum of 2 diet. It's still to the Nick about 5,000 Elohim. You don't know whether it means one die in Samacha, 2 or 3 or 10 or whatever. But since the word Elohim in the Sefer Dekor, Lamata, means 2, at least 2, so the Reshit also means 2, so you need 4. And 4 is ain't Bezna Shachar, so you need 5. That's a different Yafu, so that's what. But it's not that he holds if you're going to have a split vote, the Pesach is only going to be issued by those members of the Bezna who are masking. No! Once you have a Pesach, the Pesach is issued by all the members of the Bezna. That's what Tesis says, a famous Kalal. Tesis another process. You have a Kalal, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Tesis, Dima Maskel, Dini Mominis. The little Tesis, this is a very important Tesis. Tesis, Dima Maskel, Dini Mominis, referred to the Gemara and Baba Basra, Tzadik Beis, the first stop in Amlecha Teiris. There's Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, but the Hoch of the Mamun Achar Harayv, Aray Hoch of the Mamun Achar Harayv. Let's say, I have this baby, I don't know whether the baby is a little Jewish baby or a Goyish baby. Someone adopts a baby from South America, and Moshe has a Jewish. You don't know whether the mother of the baby is Jewish or not Jewish. But the community that they gave it to you from South America, they wrote over the people in that community. I didn't get the baby from Borough Park. I got the baby from South America, so they're over the people in that city in South America are not Jewish. So you go Basaroy, that's the mission in Uptzen, that you go Basaroy. And it's not Uptzen, it's a Makshir. Mission is a Makshir. That you go by the rabbi, if rabbi the people are Yidin, you assume the babies are Yiddish a baby, if rabbi the people are God, you assume it's a gracious child, and you gave it. So you go by the rabbi in all the things. Let's say, I'm not sure whether this is kosher or trade, except the rabbi indicates that it's kosher, it's kosher. The rabbi indicates that it's trade. Rabbi goes all over. What about rabbi and Dini Mominis? I'm not sure whether I owe you money or not, and the likelihood is that I do owe you money. The rabbi is the yoga. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So Rab says, yeah, he says in the Chumash Acharav in the Hatzah. He said the Hatzah. Why? Because we learn out from the Pasuk that Hamotzi Mechaveiroi Olaf Haraya, that's the Gemara, where is that? In Bavakamah, I didn't write it, Bavakamah Menvav on the base. The Gemara has in Bavakamah Menvav on the base. The Gemara says, how do you know that there's a din of Hamotzi Mechaveiroi Olaf Haraya? That if I want to be Motzi Mom, so the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Where is that? Where's that Pasuk? In the end of Mishpat. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hasina, and they told Yeshua Benun that he was going to be away for 40 days, and he should pass from all the Shaila, so he says, in case of Biyad Dintara, Mibal Dvarim, Yiga Shalayim. So he should approach, who is Yeshua and the other Dayan, I forgot about it. So Yiga Shalayim, so the Gemara has a tradition, means Yagish Raya. Yigash means they should approach the Dayan with the Dintara. So the Chazal have an understanding, Yagish Raya Alayim, they should produce a Raya. That this is the marker for the din of Hamosh Mechaveira all of Raya. So the Gemara takes that kasha, and that you need a Pasuk. Lovely cross, Svarahu, this is a Chapashat Svarah. You want to be Moshe Mammon? Of course you need a Raya. How can you be Moshe Mammon without a Raya? El is the Gemara. I don't need a Pasuk to say Hamosh Mechaveira all of Raya. If anything is a clear Svarah, if you don't need a Pasuk, it must be that the Pasuk tells me a totally different din. That Ein is Kok Melilot Adair Tila. It comes in a different din. Let's say you bring me to a din Torah. You say that I owe you $1,000 and I never pay. You come to the din Torah. So you start to present your case that I owe you. So I tell a guy in just a minute, before he tells you the story, I want you to know that he owes me $2,000. So the Dayan says, no, Amos Kok and Elam Tabeh Tchila. If you claim that he owes you 2,000 dollars, you should have come to Bezin first. You didn't come. He claimed he came to Bezin first to complain. It's Amos Kok and Elam Tabeh Tchila. He's the Tabeh, he brought you to the Dinter. The first will present his case and we'll pass on that. And then you have counterclaims that he owes you $3,000 in return. Done in that case, you have to first look the difference, which one you go. So, question. So that's the halacha, that's what you learn after the Pasuk. But you don't really learn the halacha of Hamitza Machaber of Harai, because the Gemara said, Lama Likra, Svaruhu. It's such a compelling Svaruh, I don't need a Pasuk. So there's a famous Pei Yeshua, in Sarakan Zakim, he writes, although the Gemara says that you don't need a Pasuk, and the Pasuk, Mi Balvani Gashalayim, doesn't mean Yagish Rayalayim, means Enis Kakamel and Tavet Chil, it tells him totally different. Then he says, that's only what the Gemara says at that stage. It doesn't come with that name. But once you got to learn Baba Basra and Baba Tzadik Beis, and you see it's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but a Hoch Mamam and Ahar Arov, or Ein Hoch Mamam, can you be Maitzi Mamam based on a Roy when we pass the like Shmuel? But you cannot be Maitzi Mamam based on a Roy. And the Rishonim add on, if you can't be Motzi Mamon based on, or you can't be Motzi Mamon based on a Chazaka either, because Rebbe the Chazaka will go, the Rebbe is better than Chazaka. So if Rebbe is not good enough to be Motzi Mamon, Chazaka is no good to be Motzi Mamon. Can you be Motzi Mamon with specs, fakers, agans, machloikas, the shachas, marach, mu, marachah, half of the Rishonim hold, you cannot be Motzi Mamon. In many cases, you cannot be Motzi Mamon, even though specs, fakers would be good, and Issa Kores, specs, fakers, no good, Motzi Mamon, a lot of things. You're going to say that everything is such a glatta sora pshuta. Nothing needs a pasuk. Everything is so mistaber. So Yeshua says he doesn't believe it. The Gemara in Bava Kama Menvav that rejected this drasha on the pasuk. You Bava Migash Alem Yagish Rai. The Gemara said, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Hamotzi Mahavera Olav Harai. That's Aliva the Rab. That Rab equates Mamanis with Cholat Arakul. But we don't pass like Rab. We pass like Shmua. That there is a din in Hochma Mamanach Arab. So Dosh Hashem Achidish. That the fellow who's a Mugzok has the right to maintain his money. He can keep the money in his pocket until you bring a raya al into that a shlach raya is not acceptable. That's how the Trumas Hadeshin says, Rav Shimon Shkop and the Shariyosh quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin. What's the getter of the din? Hamotzi Mahavera, all of why is there a din? That ain't a Hokum of Mamanach Arai. What's the nature of the din? Rav Shimon quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin, quotes very much. He doesn't quote it from the Trumas Hadeshin. He quotes the Kesef Nifka quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. Instead of quoting it, he was honest. Kesef Nifka is a sefer on sugyas. In Europe, they say. Hungarian yeshivas, they learn sugyas. So they learn all the sugyas in Shas that talk about the Hokum of Mamon Achar Haroi. So the Kesef Nifka quotes all the sugyas, the Gemara with the Rashi, the Tesis, the Rambam, he quotes, and you can make some full and just by learning. And he quotes a couple of relevant achronim, not all. So every so often I'll quote that Trumas Hadeshin. So Rav Shimon is honest, he doesn't quote the Trumas Hadeshin says. But that made him that he certainly learned Trumas Hadeshin. So he says, the case of Mitka quotes the Trumas Hadeshin that says that if I would have printed this edge, I would quote the Trumas Hadeshin says. But he was honest to this. Rav Shimon quotes the case of Mitka quotes on the Trumas Hadeshin that the Yisrael Adin of Shmuel and Halkum Imam and Achar Arai is based on this halacha of Hamoitzim Ahavera all of Harai with a Hei Haidiyah. You need a superior right. Where is that? That's the Shana Zeres HaPasuk. So the Yeshua says, that's this Pasuk. Me Balvam Yigash Aleim and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaSinai. So he said, whoever has it in Torah should come to Aaron, to Hur, and Yeshua. Yagish Raya Aleim. Amoyte Mahaber, all of Rai, need a Raya Alimta. Need a Raya Alimta. So the din is a Raya is not good enough to be Moshe Imam. So Tosis Fekta Kashe, the same Kashe that we just asked by the 12th Nefroshes. So Tosis Fekta Kashe, what if there's a din Torah? And the Bezin has a split vote. It's 2-1. Two Dayanim say that he owes the money, one Dayan says that he's got. So the din is, Shnai Yom Zachai, Bechad Yom Zachai. 2-1. So you go, Bechad, Bechad, Tut, and the Muhammad is, you don't need a Rav Shnai. Go with that. So Tosis says that Kasha, Tosis in Bava Tama, Bava Zayin on the base, says that famous Kasha. How can you be Mechayiv somebody, Muhammad, based on a Rav, and the Muhammad is, if I'm helping the mom and Achar Harai, so true, the odds are 2-1 that I do owe the money, but there's a 1/3 chance that I don't owe the money. How can you be Motzi Mamon based on a right? So Taisus Kimak Beferish answers that. That's the Pasha Pshat and Taisus answers. Since you have a Bezna 3, and the whole, and I say, Ruba Kukula is considered as if the entire Bezna Kipaskin that he owes him the money. So it's not just that you have a right. You started off as 2-1. So Rabbi Lahatas is Mevarer, we assume that that's Mevarer, that the din is that you really owe the money. And then, but there's one who says not so. So the answer is no, Ruba Kukula, that one is outvoted, and we swallow him up. The two swallow him up. It's considered as if he didn't say anything. It's considered as if, just like the Bezan did in the Pasha. There's no Kasha like the Miri asked, I lahok min chok mifasha sachar harayi. Had he given Anish Misa based on 13, but maybe the Miut is right, maybe the Miut, the 10 is safe part, and maybe they're right. So the Miri answered no. The Psak is considered as if it's issued by the entire Bezan of the 23. The same imam, and it's also the answer is like this. Psak is considered as if it's issued by all of them. So now the Gemara breaks our Kasha. The last two, the first two white lines on the back. Marte Kakasha. What was the Kasha again? There was a Machlekes of Yeshi Rav Yonis, and how do you know Nida Bezna of three? Indeed, the Mamis. So Rav Yonis has said the Pesukim only mentioned two times Elohim, and the third Dayan is known because they're in Bezna Shokhla. Rav Yeshi says no, that he doesn't believe that there's a Dina in Bezna Shokhla, says three times Elohim. The whole three, add all three together, Nida Bezna. So the Marte Kakasha, if you need all three, so how can a Rav, how can if two say Chai, and one says Potter, why do you say Chai? But you don't have a Psaq of all three, you only have a Psaq of two. So the Gemara says, no, the Psaq is issued by all the same as over here. Indeed, in the first, the Psaq is issued by all of the 23 that not over, the Psaq is issued by all the 71. The same, we know the answer. But then the Gemara asks, but who says that here? Who says that it's a din that you go by the right? If Rabbi Yoshiya claims that the halacha of Bezin Neiter, Ein Bezin Shokol, only applies to din in the first because it's an Indian of Hatzalah, he tried to give him a break, he tried to give the Nidon an opportunity to be acquitted based on a Rav of Echor, based on a Slim Rav. So that's why you need an Adnan Bezin. So in other words, that Pasuk in Mishpatim is only talking about Din in the Foshis. That Pasuk contains the statement of Acharav Lahatas. How does it say? The next Pasuk. Asir Acharav Lerois, Lintas Acharav Lahatas. One Pasuk next to the other. So if you say that the Pasuk of Lintas Acharei Rabin Mahatois, if you say Bezin Neita only applies to Dini Nefashis, so that's the same Pasuk of Acharei Mahatois. So who says that by Momenis Yikropas Arayv at all? Just like the requirement of Bezin Neita is only speaking about Dini Nefashis, so maybe the Aloha that Hochim Acharei Harayv in Bezin, maybe that's also only by Dini Nefashis. Who says he goes by Dini Momenis? So the Gemara says, no, that's a Kabbalah. Rabbi Yoshiya Maisir Lada Kabachavim Medin in the Farshas, the Gemara says. That's on the first white line. Ma'adachdim in the Farshas, it's dealing with a matter of life and death. Nonetheless, the Chumash says, Nechamiri, so come. Nonetheless, I'm Rahman of Zil Basarupe. So, Dini Mamas Lakoshkin. About you go Basarab and Dini Mamas. All you need is a passage that says you go Basarab and Dini Farshas. There's going to be a Kabachavim and you go Basarab and Dini Mamas. A Pasha to Terah. The Tesis now has this famous Kasha. If that's such a Pasha to obvious Terah, so how come we don't pass them like that? The din is, whenever you're Masufik, if the person is Chayv Isa Nad, you go bust the right. Any Sufik, what is it? What's the Sugya in the first Perik and Chulit? On Daf Yud Aleph, Gemara has a Sugya. How do you know that you go bust the right? So the Gemara says, well, it says in the Pasuk, Acharam Lahat. The Gemara says, no, that's a Ruben that you should come on. You have a Bezna of 23 Dayanim, 13 Dayanim say one way. 10 Dayan say the other way, so that's called the Ruba the Issa Kaman. How do you know you even go Basa Ruba the Leisa Kaman? So the Gemara says, Pasha, it says in the Chumash, Leisa. And it says that one who murders somebody else is Chayv Misa, gets a death penalty. And is it then that if I kill somebody who was an Adam Treifa, then I'm not Chayv Misa because we say Gavrik Pila Kotla. An Adam Treifa is considered like a Gavrik Pila, as if I kill the person who's dead already. He's not dead. If Adam Treifa is too Chayv Misa, it's called not that he's alive. And how Shabbos to extend his life also, and you have to extend his life to the extent that it's possible. But with respect to Ritzicha, Ha'horeg is Ha'treifa is Porta because Gavrik Tilo Kotla. So how do you ever know, I shot the person, I cut off his head, how do you know maybe there was a Nekev, the Mokim Sayyid? Maybe there was a Nekev, so the Gemara says obviously go Basar Rav. Most people do not have a Nekev, the Mokim Sayyid. So you go Basar Rav. So you see clearly that you would give an Oynish Mishu's Bezin, based on the right, the right, but the Adam are not treifa. So why not say a kavachaim ma'adach? He gives einish misa based on a right. So if also you should make a first in chayiv mamon based on a right. If a right is good, the Gemara says over here. If a right is good in the Sanhedrin to give einish misa, to be mechayiv mamon. That would be Gemara's kavachaim and adach. So say the same right to be mevarek the facts of the case. If you don't know whether Reuven is Chayiv Misa or not, whether he killed the Gavak Tila or not, so you go bust a road, but he didn't kill the Gavak Tila. If there's a suffix, if you owe me $1,000 or not, also be mivar the fact of the case. Based on the right, that's basis kash. Tema, big case, and Dini Mamanis. When you say Tema, famous kash, Rav Shimon, Shari Yosh has a long essay, an important parak on this case. Many, many acronyms. Shev Shmai says also a lot. Tema. Then in Baba Basra, he passed like Shmuel against Rav. So this is Dini Mamanis, he passed it, Ein Hochma Mamanach Rahway. But this is Amayla Neyla, the Kalachani Dini Mufashis. The law is that you go Basarai, you do go Basarai in Dini Mufashis to give an Eidish Misa. So if you administer Misa, you're Mavar the fact of the case based on a right. So why can't you follow a right to be Mavar the fact of the case in Dini Mamanis? The Ein Laimei shouldn't say that Dini Mufashis goof there. Lay as Dini Basa Rubeh, Rubeh the Vaisa Kamon, only Rubeh the Yisa Kamon. You shouldn't say that the different kinds of Rubehs, if they say it's not true. The original Pasuk in Chumashik has the 23 Dayanim sitting around and they're voting, 13 to 10, that the Gemara calls a Rubeh the Yisa Kamon. But if you're discussing an abstract, I shot the man to death and we don't know, maybe he was a traitor. We're going to check the dead body, we're going to check the body to see, it's not going to help. Maybe I shot him. Maybe at that spot in his heart, he had a trafus there. Bill of the Malkum Sayyid Nekatab. So the Gemara says you go bust the rope. That's not a Ruba the Isa Kamon, that's a Ruba the Lisa Kamon. That's a physiological rape. And we know that rape in the organ throughout all the generations are not trafus. Not that we know what the facts are. So you see the Fairish that you go bust the rope, both Ruba the Isa Kamon and Ruba the Lisa Kamon is good by dealing the precious. And the Fiat Lahan is Shanish Misbez. So you should go bust all Rubas, Isa Kamon, Lisa, every rope should be good. But Dini Mamanis as well. That's Pesach Kashrus. If Pesach comes up with a whopper of an Yitzhak Hanami, it's true. Yes. The only rope that's no good by Dini Mamanis is such a rope that's taken no good by Dini Nefashis. There are some ropes that are no good by Dini Nefashis. But any rope that's good, there are many kinds of ropes. There's a rope 99.99, that's a very good rope. Then there's a rope that's made by the skin of its teeth, 51%, 50.001. It's also a rope thickness. But you say the time, it's rope for that rope. You add different, after Allah, you have different categories of Ruba. You have Ruba the Miyut Hamotzi, Ruba the Miyut Shenemotzi, you have a Miyut and a Miyut. Different categories of Ruba. You have a Ruba of Echad Mini Yalaf after Allah, in which there are some places of different categories of Ruba. So Taisa says, this Taisa, the Shev Shmaita points out Taisa, Baba Kama doesn't say that. But this Taisa says, with Srikhim Loimar, that Ruba in Baba Basa Daf Tzadik Vey, that we pass from like Shmua, that there's no good Lahotzi Mamen, that's a weaker Ruba. That's not such a good right of 99%. Any right that's good in the process is good in Mominus also. So you can learn by the Ruba, the Radian Zabni, most people buy an animal in order to plow with it, not to shech. The Gemara has, I went to the store, I went to the farm, and I bought an ox. I didn't say whether I want to shech the ox, I wanted to work with the ox. I buy an ox, and it's a wild animal. It's crazy, so I can't do any work with it. So the Baal HaBos says, sorry, I thought you're making a chasana, I thought you wanted the shechta. The shechta does make a difference, but it's wild or not. I say, no, what are you crazy? Most people don't buy for chasana. The chasana's been catered. I'm not going to cook the flesh for the wedding. I'm a farmer, I need the tehama, then I should do plowing. And right people buy tehamas for plowing. So the merchant, the one who sold me out, says, I'm sorry. And half of a moment, I'll have a right. If you wanted to buy it for plowing, you should have told me that you wanted for plowing. You didn't tell me. So I assumed, I had the right to assume that you're from the Miut Bnei Adam, and the right, the Ruba, the Raja Zabni, most people buy an ox in order to plow with it, and they need that it should be a calm ox, not a nervous, crazy ox. So that right is not good, Lahotzi Mamon. I can't say Nekach Tos based on that right. So Tosa says, it's not such a hot right. It's not a right of 95%. It's a right that Shekayotzevet race, there's 70%, whatever, different percentages. They don't tell you what the percentages. It's a right that Kayotzebo such a right, you would not give Mises Bezdin based on such a right. When do you say you can administer Mises Bezdin based on a right? If I shot the guy to death, if I stabbed him to death, we don't know, maybe there was a traitor over there. Come on, how many people? Even people who are traitors, boom, it's going to be where I stabbed him, where I shot him. There's one chance in 50,000. So that's such an overwhelming word. Such a right is good, Lahotzi Mamon also. Such a good right. If it's a right to pay 70%, just like it's not good by Dini Nefashis, it's not good by Dini Mamanis. That's what this basis says. It's not as strong as another one. What's Pshat and Taisis? Rav Shimon explained. In Issa they had the issue discussing whether the babies, we found the Tinukah Nimtza Mushloch for ear. I don't know if the babies are Yiddish, it's Yagoyish, so you go back to Rav Yiddish, and it's only a Rav 51%. You go back to Rav Yiddish. No, look, it has to be Ruben the Nikra, Neil Chayna Matsu, it doesn't have to be 60, 70, 80, 90, 95%. 51% is Slim Rav is good enough. In Issa they had there also. I don't know whether it's kosher trade, but you have two areas of halacha where we have a consideration that we don't want to, we really don't want to follow away. And Din and Nefashis, we're concerned, Shteifas, the Hitzil HaHoedah, we try to give a break. That's the Gemara later, Samach Tes, that says this book. It says the Hitzil HaHoedah, Samach Tes now, so the Hitzil HaHoedah is trying to be Mahatach, the Schuf of the Nidon, so you should follow away in order to give him an Einish Misa. And also in Din and Mamash, Shteifas, Shteta Chadin, Hamoitzim Mechavera, all of her raya, you need a raya, but a hey hayidia, a raya alinka, you need a better raya. So whatever is a shracha raya in the fashas that I say, the Hitzilah Ho'edah, let's ignore that raya, that's not strong enough. The Hitzilah Ho'edah dictates that you need a stronger raya. So just like indeed in the fashas, I say the Hitzilah Ho'edah, you need a stronger raya, but then the Imam is for two different reasons, not the same reason. Indeed in the Imam is I would require a stronger raya because of the fashas. I have the passage again. Libal Zvan Yiga Shalayim Yagish Raya Alayim that Hamotzi Mechavera all of her Raya you need a Raya Limta with a Hei Haidiyah. So a Raya Limta means a superior right, makes 75% right. Less than 75% right wouldn't be acceptable at the moment because you need all of her Raya because he's a Mukhlev. And Kayotzi is ended in the cautious. Less than 75% he wouldn't accept because he eats Yilu Hei. Shadim Hapokistus. That's what this place says. They have an asterisk. And they tell you to look in the Tosis in Baba Kama from Zayin on the base. That's the famous Tosis. So the Shesh Maitin said, it's obvious that the Tosis in Baba Kama is not at all saying the same thing as this Tosis. This Tosis said they're the same. Mamanas and the Farshis is the same, but Rav Shimon spelled that for two different reasons. Bottom line is the same. You gotta have a chay 75% right. And the Farshis, he needs such a high road because of the Hitzilo Eidah, the Havamina from Das Tamachtes, which is accepted partially. That's why you need a right Valimta, a stronger right. The Shvacha Rav is not accepted. Mamanis, you need a stronger rod because of the Chumash Hadeshim's Kneish, Hamotim Chamer, all of Haraya, Raya Linda. The Tosin Baruch Kama says, any rod is good for the Poshim. You can give the guy who doesn't have to be a 75% rod. And nonetheless, when it comes to the Motzi Mamanis, the Yad HaMukhzot, that's Halacha. We learn from the Pasuk that there's an institution of Mukhzot. That a person who owns property is a concept of shaloi uber shutzer. If something is shali, but it's gigamvit, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Cross of the Hema, it more has a name of Rabbi Yechanan, but a common problem to cross of the Hema, it's Yasha Balam Mena, Shtein Eim Lechen Hadish, as well as Shtein Shaloi, as well as Shtein Eim Shutzer. To be a full Balam has to be shali uber shutzer. So what if it's not shali? What if I have something in my rishus? It's vishusi. I claim that it's mine. We're not sure who it belongs to. So we learn out in this passage, Nibal Rani Gashalayim Yagish Rayalayim, we learn out in this concept, the concept of Mukhzot. The one who has it through Shusa, we learn that from a different passage, that even that's a different Russian, even if I own property, if it's Shali, but it's any Bishusi, I'm not a full Bible. Let's learn that from a different passage. Let's learn that from the passage. It says in Mishpatim, the good of the day to each, the good of the day to Adana, the red of the Adana doesn't take cable. Let's say Reuben stole something from Shimon. And Levi can't stand Shimon either. Nobody likes this guy, Shimon. Must be the rope, local rope. Nobody likes him. So Reuben stole something from Shimon. And Levi knows that the police are going to catch up to Reuben and they're going to get it and they're going to give it back. So Levi wants to make sure that Shimon never gets it back. So he goes and he steals it from Reuben in order to be mopped to Shimon. He's not being Mopsi Ruben, it doesn't belong to Ruben. He's stealing it here. Adrenam and Agana, he wants to be Mopsi Ruben. He wants to be Mopsi the original leader. So the Mishnah says he doesn't say capable. So he says, good face of Ish, the Rony base Agana, Adrenam and Agana doesn't say. The Mosh says, why? So the Mosh says, that Tosik tells you this, you say, this, that if something is Shali, but it's ain't a Bishushi, because somebody stole it away from me, I don't know where it is. I don't have accessibility to it. My bias is incomplete. In order to be considered a full Bible, it has to be Shali or Bishushi. That's the part we learn by Shalish. Machloikas Akhanoim, Yidmar says, Machloikas Rabbi Yechon Mishlachim. But that Mishnah,
I'm not a full Bible. Now we're going out to this pasuk another thing. What if I have something to shusi? We're not sure if it's shuli. I have it in my pocket, and I think that I claim it's mine, or I think that it's mine. I say it's badai mine, I say maybe it's mine. You can't say it's shuli, you don't know, but it's for shusi. So that's a pasuk that tells me anu chidish din, that's called mukhbar. And the Shittim Kutet says, as on the last daf in the first Perikin Ksutin, Mike is told to all this. She could point that and lays up in the first time he said that this new Zeres HaKos of Amurzah gave her on by Yidin, by Yisraeli. If the Yisrael has property that he claims is his, or claims that it may be his, in time of Gori, time of Shema, that's called a Murzah, and we have a din, Hamayt Tema Chavar Olaf Harayi, either Raya or Limzah. If an Nafri has money in his pocket, everyone would agree with Rav, that a Rav is good for Hotsi Mammon, and a Chazaka is good, and a state is good, whatever the rules and regulations are, Chavar Tera Kula, it's the same thing you might be mama from the Nahum, because the Nahum doesn't have the Kiddush Din. Leave all Bam Yigash Alayim Yagash Vayalayim, a new concept of Mughzah. He has a Haychacha, she's in Kubek, he has a Haychacha from the Gemara. There is a Kiddush Din, this concept of Mughzah. So the Taisa says there, like this, the Tumas Adesh, the whole Allah, I mean, Ein Hochum Amam and Achar Arayi, is a special din, because I'm making the Haveiroi, all of Harayi, whoever is Mughzah, is entitled to hold, to continue holding on to his money, because of the fact that he's Mufsak, unless you'll show a Raya Limsa. So if there's no Raya Limsa, you can't be Mufsak Mammon. So the Taisus says that's only a special din in Dini Mammon. It doesn't apply in Dini Mufsak. What are you going to say? He said, that Freddy Mes Kakasha, I bought his Mufsak on his life. What kind of a Kasha? The Taisus, I think, Taisus' brother has in the end of the Taisus Akashim, there's a long Kuntras of Taisus written by the brother of the Taisus. So he talked about this Kasha. There's no such concept of Mufsak on my life. The Pasuk was Mechadish. You have to have a Pasuk to be Mechadish, the whole concept of Mufsak. And she Kuvetsu says it's only the Yisrael, not the Umas Oilah. There is no concept of Mufsak. That possession is 9/10 of the law, it's only by Israel. There is no such thing by nothing. Possession is not 9/10 of the law by the nothing. Special being only Mufsak, only in the moment. Indeed, in the Pasuk, what should I have to say? What do you mean you're Mufsak on your life? It's not Mufsak on his life. Mufsak is only a concept on the moment. It's something that we should see. And in the Sufi, get the Chili, so I say, I'm going to have all of the right. That's what Taisus writes in Bava Kama. That's the Taisus in Bava Kama. Not like our Taisus. That Taisus says that it's the percentage of the Roy that's required for Nefrashis is the same as the percentage that's required for Mammonis. That's a high percentage. A weaker Roy, even though I write the Chalat HaKulah would be good, even a 51% Roy, but something less than 75% would not be accepted, not by Nefrashis, not by Mammonis, for two different reasons. By Nefashis, because you need the Hitzidu Eder, so you jack it up, you need a higher rate. And by Mammonis, you need a higher rate, because of Hamet Mahameh, all of Horaya, with a Hey ID, you need a Raya Limit. That's our taste. The taste is Boba Kam. This one is not so Yodua. This taste is that says that it's so you need a higher rate, both a Mammonis and Nefashis. The taste is Boba Kam, it's the more famous taste. No, the taste is that the Halacha of the Halacha of the Halacha is only a Din in Mammonis, because he's a Mitzvah. There is no concept of Mufsak as Mufsak on the Nefashis. The difficulty here is, I'll just mention it, next week we'll talk in Yom Kippur, but let's say the first year after Sukkot, I'll be away, I'll be going to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the next year we'll have will be after Sukkot, Monday night, with Tzoy Hashem. But I'd like to discuss the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam here that the Shev Shmaitzer talks about a lot. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisuri Diyo, and the Turk says, God, Halacha Chav Zay. Rambam writes, that bin in the Mishnah in Machshirin. Tineka Nimtza Mushloch Bo'ir, we found a little baby on the steps to the police station in a city that's Rubo Yisrael. So we assume that the child is Jewish. So we raise him Jewish, and we make him bar mitzvah, and we send him to the yeshiva, and we give him sticha, and we marry him off a Jewish girl, and he's the rabbi in the shul, and then if his wife is Mizana, the Rambam says she's not Chayimis, because we're not sure that he's Jewish. Because to begin with, it was only a Roy, and you don't give Einish Mitzvah based on a Roy. The Rambam writes, Yeroyali, in my opinion, it's an original Chiddush, the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, if it's a big city, Medina means a big metropolis, and there's one Nachris, or Shifra Knainis, who's Yeruya Lohoilit, and we found that Tineka Nimtza Mushloch Bo'ir, even though the odds are 999-1, that this is a Jewish child, and we raised the child Jewish. Bar mitzvah, chinuch, and marriage, and sticha, and yeshiva, everything, after bat mitzvah, they got married, If Ishta is so, you wouldn't give an Einish Misa, because how can you give Misa based on a word? But the rabbi asked, what are you talking about? Of course you give Misa based on a word. Shtetan with Mardak Samachtas Lady, Fala Roy, even if Mar Fulin, Dilma Sayyid, Nekavab, you don't go. Of course he got Basarad and did in the Varshas. What's the Ramadan going to do with all of the Mardak? I tell her to get out. So the Lineta, I'd like to discuss that next time. The Sheish Maitha has a little bit. As has Chol of the deer on the Ramadan. It doesn't have the whole story. Have to discuss. In this week's Seder in Parshas Hazinu, the Chumash has the Pasuk, Tu Yilot Pateshi, Atishka, Kel Mekor Lamekla. So the Mepharshim say Parshas Pshat, Teshi is Melosh and Mashiach to forget. Like Yosef calls his son Menashe, Kinashani Alekim is Kalamari, he forgot. So the Parshas Pshat is Tu Yilot Pateshi, he forgot about the Rabbani Shalom, Atishka, Kel Mekor Lamekla, it's a repeat. The second half of the pasuk says the same as the first half of the pasuk. Say the same thing. Shamanta Bisa Kasisa. The person forgets about the Rebbe Shlomo and he sins. So there's a famous interpretation from the Dugna Magid where he gave a mashal. He gave a mashal that the Dugna Magid was known to his mashal. He gave a mashal that a person owed money to everybody and the time came he had to pay all the money. He didn't know what to do. He doesn't have any money to pay. How's he going to get rid of it? So he asked the good friend, what should he do? So the good friend gave him an answer. I'll tell you what, when they come, just act like you're absolutely crazy. Make sure you don't know the daytime, nighttime, you don't know anything. So they see you're a sugar man. So there's nothing to worry about. They won't be able to deal with you. They see you're a sugar. So he tried it out on the first Bachai. So the guy's crazy. So he went away. So he can't deal with the sugar. The next Bachai, it worked. Then he goes, he has no money though. He goes and he borrows money from his good friend. Good friend comes back a week later, says he wants the money. So he says, there's not snowing, raining, winter, summer. He says, don't give me that shtick. I'm the one who told you that secret. You can't use that. I'm the one who told you this. You can't use that against me. I know that you're clever. I know that you're not crazy. You're just putting on an act. So he says that maybe that's the title of the puzzle. So you love Sateshi. The Rabbani Shalom gave us a Hashikha that we should forget something. It's not healthy that you should remember everything that happened to you. You have to remember the happy things and forget about the aggravating things. Like the Pasuk says, Hashishkachi sholo mirachim ben bitno. Does a mother ever forget her child? Father sometimes forgets. Will a mother ever forget a child? So the Pasuk says, and even that might sometimes happen. Galelu tishkachna ve'onochi. The Baruch Shalom will never forget the Klal Yisrael. Baruch Shalom loves us so much more than a mother loves a baby. So then Yalkut Shemani has the famous comment on the Pasuk, Amelet Tishkach Manachi Lo Yashkochet. HaKadosh Baruch will forget the Chet Ha'ego that we said, Eilel Lechet Yisrael. Amelet Tishkach Manachi Lo Yashkochet. The Anochi, the Schus of Maimon HaSinah that we said, Anochi Hashem Rokecha, we were masking that we said when the Kabbalah Torah, Anochi Lo Yashkochet. He's never going to forget the Schus of Klal Yisrael. In all of life, we have things like that. We deal with other people, so there are things that annoy us and the things that we're happy about. If we're going to remember every single thing, so we'll never be able to act normally with it. We'll always have a love-hate relationship with people. We'll never be able to act normally. You like a person, it's a good person. That's right. So you have to forget about the yavlos that they did. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo decided that Klal Yisrael is basically a good nation, so you're going to forget about the Chet Ha'egel. It's not that it's unfair, it's not that he's nice upon him, but basically a good nation, so he forgets about the yavlos. So all of life, you have to act like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within all of us a Terech HaShikha, which we have to use in a healthy fashion to forget about aggravation. And we should remember the things that we're supposed to remember. So the Pasuk says, Tzu Yilot Chateshi, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you a Terech HaShikha. Atish Chachkel Mechol Alecha. Then you go and you use that Terech HaShikha to forget the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was the one who gave you this Nida Taiva. All the Nidas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us are wonderful Nidas. People have an appetite. It's a wonderful need. If a person wouldn't have an appetite, they would die from malnutrition, they would die from starvation. Some people use the need to keep on eating and eating and fasting and gnashing all day long. So that's terrible. They're overweight. It's unhealthy. It's a novel vicious affair. That's a terrible thing. Baruch Shalom gave us all kinds of needs. The need of gaiva. Needs of gaiva is awful. But if the Baruch Shalom gave it to us, it's obviously sometimes it's a wonderful need. So that's why there's a whole, one of the Lubavitcher Rabbein, one of the Tzibis Rabbein, has a whole country in Mayan. Mayan Yotin Beis Hashem, it's all about the concept of guided Kiddusha. There is such a thing that a person, the Pasuk says, Vayikva Liba Badarki Hashem, a person should be proud of the fact that he is a religious Jew. He You shouldn't be nifna to the others. Let's say, lo yevash yoseyam aligimolo. The first nifna shulchan aruch. The other people are not observant than I am, so I'm going to grab on even, so I'm going to be nifna to them. I should show them that I'm a religious Jew and I'm proud to be a religious Jew. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to have guidance. Usually it's an improper mitzvah, but if it were an absolute improper mitzvah, the Baruch Hu will never have implanted it within us. All of the mitzvahs that he implanted within us are mitzvahs tzedek. That's what all the Baruch Hu says. That's what they call mitzvahs. Mitzvah has to be mitzvahs. Every mitzvah you have to know to what extent to use it. The Rambam writes that all the mitzvahs have to be used for derech ha-mitzvah. You have to go in the middle. Except for guidance, you have to go to the extreme. But guidance also, you have to go to the extreme when you're not supposed to have guidance. It's unbelievable without Hashem. That's what one of the rebbes, I forgot which Lubavitch rebbe, calls it Gaiva the Kiddush. He coined such a term. Every mitzvah is like that. So that's what the pasuk says. Shikre is a healthy mitzvah like woman mitzvah says. Zikaron is a certainly healthy mitzvah, but sometimes unhealthy if you remember the wrong things. And shikre, you have to remember the right things. But the pasuk complains about the Bnei Yisrael. We use the mitzvah status that the Baruch Hu gave us in the wrong way. Like, we have to learn to use all of the mitzvahs in the proper there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.